Town with Mikey D, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am, of course, your socially distant, except not really, hostess, Lils, and it is an absolute festering crap hole in the studio today, as could be expected in the dead of summer. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D, your fantastical number one spot for local goodies. I don't know if it's like, don't quote me on that. That's not, like, recognized by, like, Guinness Book or whatever, or anything like that. But in any case, we have got a great show for you today. Plenty of new music, all kinds of delightful things, and all kinds of special stuff. A potential interview later today with Ring Pop, and a special live performance from Studio D with The Infinite Wet Secret. For now, though, let's kick things into gear with brand new from Pink Slip. Here's Imposter.
Waiting through an endless scroll, carpal tunnel syndrome, another toenailing growth, doing YouTube. first to react to pain, until my daddy said, stop your screaming. And now I suppress my brain. When my body gets to bleeding, I can feel my conscience leaving. Every time I stub my toe, and some may think it's needed, but pain is just a friend I used to know. I tripped and fell and I didn't cry. It burned like hell, but I didn't die. Found a thorn stuck in my side. Tell my love when I was feeling bothered, but now it seems enough just to hide when I leak water. When I feel my face get hotter, I just slip and slide away. And some see it as solder, but pain is just a friend from yesterday. Is it wrong just to sing about the feelings I don't let get out? It's easier without a doubt to go through life without a doubt. When your friends ask me how things have been, quite content to keep it in. And if them with a solid grin, I tells them that I'm free of sin. Used to react to pain, until my daddy said, stop your screaming. And now I suppress my brain, when my body gets to bleeding.
In that last block, we open things up with brand new from Pink Slip with Imposter, fresh off of...
Every night I tell myself.
Anyway, fresh off of their recent... EP release, Suck City, from about a month ago. I was there. I played drums for them. Whatever. Following that, brand new from Dear Phaser with Much Like Sympathy. And I Used to Feel Pain from Harmony's Cuddle Party. I didn't mean to, like, go all blasé like Pink Slip rules. Love playing drums with them. It's a fun time. But yeah, it's hard to be earnest today just because of how friggin' hot it is today. It is an absolute swamp in here, and I am not having it. But that's not going to stop me from providing fantastic local music for you tonight. As we do a quick blast from the past, a real blast past right here. Here's a Stranglehold, some 1980s Boston punk with Same All Over.
You're not 21. it's time to go home. But you are not alone, so you're under the gun. You're not the only one.
Same all over the world. Same all over the world. Same all over the world. Same all over the world.
Swear off the thought of that I made was assuming I wouldn't change in the wake of the oncoming traffic of day to day. Gonna ask you something, I'll take it slow. I'll tell you anything that you wanna know. And no, I didn't propose. Yes, it was amicable. I don't try hard, I believe in love. I don't consume all that I covet. I should just sit back and I should learn to love it. I don't try hard, I believe in love. I don't consume all that I covet. I should just sit back and I should learn to love it. The thrill of the chase can come in waves, so I swear off the thought of ever staying in one place. Now I know what you're thinking, it's not that existence. I'm not praying, that's gotta count for something.
It's an endless magic spell, and now
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is, of course, On the Town with Mikey D. And you just listened to another block of music in that first bit of the block, Stranglehold with Same All Over, some nice classic 1980s punk for your earballs. Following that, White Sands by State Forest from out of Portland, Maine. And just now from out of Manchester, that was Fairy Ring by Delusive Relics. And you can't see it right now, but there is significantly less room in the studio right now because we are being joined by the fine fellows in the band Ring Pop. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, hello. How you doing? This is Ring Pop. Dylan, you want to start?
I'm Dylan.
What do you do?
Oh, I play drums.
I'm Charlie. I play guitar.
I'm Jake. I sing.
I'm Liam. I play bass and sometimes drums.
Rad. So, real talk. I only just found out I was interviewing you guys while I was on my way upstairs here, so I did not get a chance to like check out your stuff. So,
that's okay.
What are you guys all about? Give us the pilot pitch.
Well, we've been a band for around 4 years, and we put out an EP in 2022, and a couple weeks ago we dropped our debut record called Friend Crush.
Nice.
It's like a blend of like emo and pop punk and pop and rock and alt and all alike.
I see. I didn't see that on the Bandcamp page.
Oh really? Well, maybe we should put that on.
Yeah, I mean that's what I was looking at, but I assume that means like it's on all the services and whatnot, your Spotify's and
oh yeah,
the rest.
Instagram.
How would you describe like the kind of music you guys put out into the ether?
I mean, Jake touched on it a little bit, but we kind of come from a background of emo and pop punk, and it's kind of blended into being this more just kind of generally alternative thing, and just sort of experimental rock music, modern.
I feel like all of those terms have kind of become so nebulous nowadays, just because there's been so many acts like calling themselves either alternative or emo and just doing a plethora of different things, you know?
Oh yeah, I agree. I feel like it's like those like labels like don't even really like mean anything anymore. Like you can say like you're emo or pop punk, but like you hear like some of the songs like we've done and it's just like it doesn't even like it could be pop or you want to say something?
Yeah, we just strive to sound like ourselves and we hope that people hear our music and just say it sounds like Ring Pop.
I mean, that's a good way to do it. Like following the sort of Ween credo of do whatever the heck I want. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's sort of become a thing a lot more so in pop music, like especially just off the top of my head, Lil Nas X. Like, if you heard that debut album he put out, like it's just all over the place.
Oh yeah, he does it all.
Oh yeah, totally. And I feel like that's becoming like more the. I honestly don't mind if that becomes the new thing. If people just say like, yeah, we're done with labels now. We're a post-label, post-genre society.
I mean, it's funny you say post, because Post Malone is like doing country music now. What's another artist that's like doing just like a completely different genre?
Beyonce
just dropped a country song, or songs.
Miley really Cyrus a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a good thing, if like those walls just sort of get broken down, if only to like, you know, deal with gatekeeping and all that sort of stuff, because that's no fun. That's no fun for anyone.
Yeah, no.
You can't cultivate a local scene with gatekeepers.
You can't.
So what have you got coming up down the pipeline? You mentioned the new album coming up. Careful. You mentioned the new album just released. Were you doing like any shows to promote it or anything like that? Is there like a album release show or anything like that coming up?
We got a couple stuff, a couple shows coming up. We're actually playing September 6th at Brighton Music Hall. Our good friend and our
really?
Manager, Asher, he runs a management company called Evil Eye Artists, and he put together a showcase at Brighton Music Hall. It's showcasing a lot of like emo alternative rock bands within the greater Boston scene. So we're playing that. It's been Young Culture from New York is headlining.
I see.
Yeah, it's gonna be really exciting. They're doing a second day that's all like metalcore and deathcore and hardcore stuff, which is pretty cool.
So it's like a 2 day thing.
Yeah, it's September 6th and 7th. We're playing that first day, the 6th. So we're pretty stoked.
That's pretty
for
cool.
It.
Bright Music Hall is a pretty big place to play for like a local level band.
Yeah.
So that's pretty rad.
Yeah.
What happens after that? Any other shows coming up the pipeline? Any touring or any other like recordings or anything like that?
We're in the process of planning something in October. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, October, fall plans. Summer's kind of a drought right now because of, I don't know, it's hot.
It's too hot. It's bad.
But the fall,
it's not
when it
good.
Gets a little cooler and the leaves start falling off the trees, that's when it starts, you know?
Oh, yeah. Autumn's the ride. Autumn's it. Autumn's the time,
oh,
for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Best
Fantastic.
Season.
Did you want to touch on any, like, big influences or anything like that? Like, I know you guys said you do pretty much, you know, whatever you want, but there had to have been, like, I feel like every band has at least one, like, you know, major driving, like, this is the one sort of actor, artist, or something like that, that just sort of drives them.
I feel like we kind of became friends in a way over Hot Mulligan, this emo band from Michigan. When we started talking to each other, that was instantly one of the first bands that we were really stoked on. But other than that, we're really into Story So Far, pop punk band. And then we like some more poppy stuff like Band Camino and 1975. And then emo stuff like Hot Mulligan and Newfound Glory would be another one.
Ah, okay.
Blink-182 also.
Apart from Newfound Glory and Blink-182, I confess I did not recognize any of those artists.
That's okay. That's okay. A lot of them are new-ish.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess I know the name of the 1975. I don't think I've heard like a single thing by them though. But like,
they're
still
so good.
Like, you go off, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Was there anything else you wanted to like promote real quick? Like any socials or anything like that?
Yeah, it's
like obviously you're on all of like the big services and the Spotify's,
yeah.
And
I think it's Ring Pop Band on all social media like Instagram, TikTok, and X.
And the main thing is just go to Spotify, go to Apple Music, and check out our album.
Oh, you mean Twitter?
Yeah.
I was debating whether or not to say X or Twitter, and I decided to say X
I
for
refuse
some reason.
To call it, I refuse to call it X.
The album
you
is
cannot
called,
make me.
The album is called Friend Crush.
Friend
Ring
crush.
Pop
yeah.
with an exclamation point at the end.
So it's friend not so much Ring Pop onward. As Ring Pop!
Well, no, it is. It's but it's more just like Ring Pop! It's not like Ring Pop.
It's an excitable, like, hey. You know, good time, hey, Ring
right.
Pop, sort of.
Right, it's not like shouting, but it's like, oh.
It's foreshadowing the volume of our set when
it's
you
not
come
like
to
an
Brighton
every,
Music
It's
Hall.
Not like an everyone shut up, Ring Pop.
Yeah. No, it's not angry. No, no. It's like a sweet yell.
We're sweet. We're
like,
sweet boys.
Like the titular Ring Pop itself.
Exactly.
Ah, it's all coming together uh-huh. like prophecies or whatnot. I don't know where I was going with that.
No, that was good.
But yeah, I didn't know what half those words meant. I'm not gonna lie.
Not even prophecy. I feel like they
nope.
you at least hear that like in movies.
We'd like to prophesize.
I didn't get the. I'm just haven't heard that one before.
Oh no. This is going to make things
starting
very
from
awkward.
Square one.
I don't know how you guys are even standing.
Yeah.
If I'm being totally
Sometimes
honest.
Sometimes we don't.
Catch us in the pit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. Ring Pop, everyone. We're going to bring it back to some music with something from Ring Pop, the aforementioned titular Ring Pop. They were kind enough to provide me with some of their songs. Going to play this new single right here. Here's Do I Look Like Andrew Garfield?
Be honest, do I look like Andrew Garfield? Probably not, but I could be your Spider-Man. Give me a chance and I could be your best friend. Everything you're not looking for. But be honest, do I look like Andrew? Do you remember that night you fell asleep in my door? Freshman year, watching movies on the floor. This will make me think of you. I was so naive that first semester. A loser just like Peter Parker. You said you're spending break abroad. Yeah, here's how that's
Give me a chance and I could be your best.
that last block right here on the Town with Mikey D. New one, single from our good friends who joined us a bit ago for an interview in Ring Pop with Do I Look Like Andrew Garfield. Following that, In Slow Motion by X Hyena from brand new release, A Kiss of the Mind. That was In Slow Motion. And just after that, new from Otis with When the Fun Ends. And Jean-Paul with High Lie. We've got, what else? More new music as we head into, we're getting dramatically close to hour two of the program. That went by super quick. Is it 10 o'clock already? No, it's not. It's 6 minutes from 10 o'clock, but still, that's a bit sooner than I thought it would be. Here's the McCritters with a little Hank Williams cover. Here's Setting the Woods on Fire.
I can feel my-